This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. anti-missile defenses intercepted as many as five rockets fired at Kabul, Afghanistan's airport early on Monday. That's according to a U.S. official speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity. The United States rushing to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan to end its longest war. Afghan media said the attack was launched from the back of a vehicle. The Peshawar news agency said several rockets struck different parts of the Afghan capital. The attack followed a huge Islamic State suicide bombing outside the airport gates on Thursday that killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members, as well as another reported attempted bombing on Sunday. The U.S. and allied forces have evacuated more than 114,000 people, including foreign nationals and Afghans deemed at risk. The forces themselves are due to pull out by a Tuesday deadline agreed with the Islamist militants. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi praised efforts to evacuate tens of thousands of people from Kabul, but he also called on the world to not forget the millions who will remain in Afghanistan and need help. He said in a statement, quote, "We must meet the critical humanitarian needs in Afghanistan and in countries around the region, and our response must be robust and urgent." The White House said evacuation efforts at the Kabul airport continue uninterrupted after Monday's rocket attack. A statement early Monday said 1,200 people had been evacuated during the previous 24 hours. About 122,000 total have been evacuated since the end of July. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ida is now a tropical storm after spending 16 hours as a hurricane over the southern U.S. states of Louisiana and Mississippi. Residents are now waiting for daybreak for rescues from flooded areas to begin and damage to be assessed. Power remains out for the entire U.S. city of New Orleans, taking down the backup system for the city's pumps. Ida's storm surge pushed so much water into the mouth of the Mississippi that it reversed the flow of the mighty river. The hurricane made landfall exactly 16 years to the day after Hurricane Katrina ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi. Its 150 miles per hour winds tied it for the fifth strongest hurricane to ever hit the mainland. Internet services in South Sudan were disrupted on Monday, and security forces were deployed on the streets. Streets which were quieter than usual as residents sheltered inside after activists had called for protests against President Salva Kiir's government. With Kiir scheduled to address lawmakers at Parliament's opening session on Monday morning, a coalition of activist groups reiterated their call on Sunday for public rallies demanding he resign. However, there was no sign early on Monday of major street gatherings in the capital, Juba. The activists accused Kiir's government of corruption and failing to protect the population or provide basic services. Kiir's government has repeatedly denied allegations from rights and advocacy groups of abuses and corruption. Three prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center face a possible first day in court. They've been held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots in Southeast Asia. Indonesian prisoner Encep Nurjaman, known as Hambali, and two Malaysians are to be arraigned Monday before a military commission. The charges include murder, conspiracy, and terrorism. It is merely the first step in what could be a long legal journey for a case that involves evidence tainted by CIA torture that is largely responsible for war crimes cases to languish at Guantanamo. North Korea appears to have restarted the operation of its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapons fuels, the UN Atomic Agency said, as the North openly threatens to enlarge its nuclear arsenal amid long-dormant nuclear diplomacy with the United States. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.